Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning, Slacky with you here. So happy to be with you this morning. 913-600-1011 is the number if there's something you need, something you desire. I've been talking a little bit about this journey that I've been on, and I want to thank all of you for the thousands, literally, of emails and letters and cards and phone calls and messages. I'm doing the show from the Brookside Studio 1B as my immunity is highly compromised. Most cancer patients have some level of compromised immunity, and one of my slacker backer listeners, who is the founder and CEO of Far UV Technology, heard that I was going to be coming home and doing the show from home and wanted to give the air in my home the best opportunity to keep me protected from funguses, viruses, bacteria. And with the weather as it's turning colder and people gathering together, it doesn't have to be compromised immunity. Folks are seeing higher levels of COVID and flu, which is normal for this time of year. And I wanted to bring him on to share a little bit about his company. First of all, would you please welcome Mr. PJ Piper.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I haven't had a chance to publicly thank you. I want to say thank you so much for, you heard about my story and knowing that I would come out of this with compromised immunity. Your company is uniquely set up to take care of the air within spaces that we live, work, and commune in. Tell us a little bit about your company and how you got started.
Well, we're focused on a narrower wavelength of light. So there's a broad spectrum of light, comes from the sun. Part of that light gets blocked in the atmosphere, but part of it comes through as visible light. That's how we see each other.
Sure.
Some of the narrow wavelengths don't make it through. They get caught in the atmosphere and don't make it through. Some of those, it turns out, are very effective because there was no natural immunity in microbes.
Right.
Think viruses, sure. Bacteria, mold, those kind of things, are very susceptible and don't survive that. Yet in the narrow wavelengths, those wavelengths can't penetrate the eyes or the skin, the outermost layer of dead living cells that we slough off every day,
sure,
as dandruff, etc. And so we started developing this in 2016 after noticing that Boeing was working on the same for their airplanes. Started looking at it for everything from foodborne illnesses to healthcare settings and the like. And of course, when COVID hit, it really changed everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because people realized there is something in the air we share. It's not helping us out.
Talking this morning with the founder and CEO of Far UV Technologies, PJ Piper, our guest this morning. And if there's a weird silver lining to COVID, this could be it. The idea that technology can help improve our lives. And with people gathering for the holidays and having more parties, there's an opportunity for you to better protect yourself with your UV light technology. And you're being recognized not just nationally, but worldwide for your ability. The Pentagon, various other government agencies have reached out in your ability to help out in this way.
I think what people realized throughout COVID is that there were a variety of different things we tried.
Yeah.
We got better HEPA filters. We used masks. We used vaccines. We used social distancing, a lot of these things. And a lot of those things were kind of staying away. They were being defensive in nature. Ours,
sure,
is a little bit different. We're actually inactivating the pathogens in the air rather than just trying to kind of play keep away. There's a real opportunity here for us to avoid respiratory illnesses going forward, because it's transmitted through these pathogens,
right,
these invisible things in the air and on the surfaces all around us. And we have the tools and the technology actually to eliminate them or substantially reduce to the point where your immune system might be able to cover the rest.
Well, that's the thing, giving your immunity the opportunity to do what it does naturally without being overloaded. And UV light is effective against things like, as you mentioned, bacterias, viruses, fungus, which is something very few people think about. That was one of the things my doctor said, we don't want you going outside, especially this time of year with leaves falling down and grass pollens and the pollens that are going on.
Allergens. Yep.
So there's a lot of that especially now, you know, for me, is going to give us the opportunity to, on a limited basis, start allowing me to see my family again. How can people find out a little bit more information about what your company does and maybe if they want to look into something like this?
Well, the easiest thing to do is look at our website, which is faruv.com, and they can read more there. They can certainly contact us. We happen to be in Kansas City. So while we're a global leader in this technology, we are headquartered in Kansas City. So we'd love to talk to you. Certainly, we've got a lot of information. We prefer to be consultative and,
sure,
and share information. And then if it feels right for you, we hope you get there.
What you and your company have done for my family is generous and amazing and life-changing. And I have to say that it has given me the confidence to be able to operate and do my radio show, be back. It has given me the ability to continue to get on the road to good health through this journey that we've been on. And I've made sure that I've kept my UV system away from my bourbon. That's There's three things that aren't good for bourbon: oxygen, UV light, and Marshall Blount. So we try to keep those three things away. Far UV Technology founder and CEO PJ Piper, our guest. If you need to find out more information, that website again is faruv.com. Brother, thank you so much, and have the happiest of holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Happy holidays.